We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy, she's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores, the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. It's finally here. Breeders' Cup Champions Day. And we go into the second day of the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships after yesterday's Future Stars Friday. We now come to the champion portion of the program. And today, of course, is a lot of great championship races and a lot of great Eclipse Awards, I think, on the mantle as well. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base, Sports Talk, 1400 AM on the radio with the 107.1 FM here in town. And, of course, here at the South Point Studios, at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, we welcome you to the show on Breeders' Cup Day, the big day today. Of course, this is the second day of the Breeders' Cup World Championships. And I can tell you right now, here at the South Point, the book is already filling up. They got a lot of people already filling up in the race book here and the sports book, watching, of course, college football for this Saturday. But do not fear. If you want to come out, plenty of room in the Grand Ballroom. The doors will open at 9 a.m. in the Grand Ballroom. It's got all of the amenities up there. We've got a bank of betting windows. If you like kiosks, got kiosk betting as well. You got food and beverage discounts, and, of course, all of the paraphernalia that you'll need on the big banquet tables, huge banquet tables that seat between 8 and 10. So bring your friends out and enjoy the Breeders' Cup Grand Ballroom viewing party. Big screens, movie theater screens for the action on Breeders' Cup. Plus, they'll have smaller TVs for all of the other racetracks that are running today, so you won't be able to miss a darn thing. If you want to make a bet somewhere else during Breeders' Cup, you can as well. And they're going to be giving away prizes today. They're going to have drawings for prizes as well. And the Grand Ballroom today opens up at 9 o'clock this morning, and it is free of charge. Come on out and join us because myself and Jonathan Hardoon and John Linda will be there as well playing the races. Stop by our table and say hi, if you will. We want to thank also all of the folks that viewed on the Internet last night, and were here in the Grand View Lounge for the annual Breeders' Cup seminar that we held last night at 6 o'clock. We enjoyed it a lot, and I know the audience did too. So we want to thank everybody out there for showing up, either on the internet watching us or certainly live here at the Grandview Ballroom, Lounge. The Grand Ballroom is where we have the viewing a little bit later on. Seminar is done, but we do have our seminar handicappers with us live here on set today, and we'll go over quickly the races for today as we did last night on the show, and we'll recap what happened on Future Stars Friday in just a few moments. And so in studio with us are handicappers John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Breeders' Cup.
You're perky and ready to go.
Man, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm saddled up and ready to go, man. Give me that first race bet, will you?
They spiked your coffee.
Yeah, they spiked my coffee, all right. And don't forget, guys, if you're getting low on energy and tired tonight, you get an extra hour to sleep because they're going to turn back the clocks tonight. Thank goodness they're doing it tonight so we can sleep an extra hour tomorrow morning before we get here. But an exciting day of racing yesterday at Breeders' Cup, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the best part of it is that the track was really fair. You know, you could win from anywhere, and it wasn't. There was no big bias, and turf course, you certainly could come from behind, even the main track. It wasn't like that the first day, but John tipped us off yesterday when he knew the tractors, 10 o'clock at night
10 o'clock tractors.
on Thursday night. Well, yeah. Whatever they did, they certainly fixed the track, and it was even.
John, even though the track was even, it was quick.
Fist. They were rolling along. But it was nice because, like I say, it was fair racing. And if they went too fast, horses were rallying from behind. If you got loose, see you later. That's what you want to have champions decided on. You don't want the track to decide it. You want the horses to decide it.
And it looked like all of the owners were having fun as well. A lot of celebrating going on yesterday. As a matter of fact, I see your...
Well, I had to bring a Breeders' Cup hat for this show, didn't I?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so
but that's a personal Breeders' Cup hat because you own that horse that ran in the
Sky Diamonds ran in the 27, the very first one at Del Mar, and that was a home game for me, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we enjoyed that quite a bit.
So you've had experiences from all levels.
I got beat as an
owner, as a gambler, as a handicapper, etc. So you wear several hats. So you've had the experience all over the place, except riding them, of course.
Do you mean pain or experience? We've lived a lot of different lives in this stuff, but it's a lot of fun.
He came in a few pounds overweight.
They had to get a substitute jockey.
Right. Rider switch.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look quickly at what happened yesterday, the recap on the Future Stars Friday. And, of course, the first of the Breeders' Cup five Future Star races yesterday was the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. And the winner there was Magnum Force with Colin Keane aboard, paying $27, outrunning Arizona Blaze and Governor Sam, who was the early pace setter, in a real scrum. When they went down the backstretch, it looked like a quarter horse race.
Yeah, they were flying early. Governor Sam actually ran pretty well to survive and finish third. The winner came from behind in a short field, and he ran very well. It was interesting. He was 19-1 when they left the gate, and he paid 12-1. So,
You can make a comment on that if you want, John.
You know how much money it takes on a Breeders' Cup car with the huge pools to move it that late. Yeah. So obviously the CAW groups were involved and having a good time as well.
Yeah. And of course, Colin Keane.
What a great ride.
Yeah.
He was the most patient guy in the race and around the far turn. Didn't panic. He was down inside, had to work his way through a lot of horses. And he found a hole down inside and shot through. And a very brave two-year-old to do something like that being lightly raced.
Yeah.
The disappointment in that race was a Japanese horse that came in that was 2-for-2, Ecro Siege or whatever.
Ecro Siege, yeah.
Had some trouble behind and just never really got involved.
No, he never had a clean trip. Once you start and stop in those races, you have no chance.
Not five furlongs.
Right. You're not allowed to make any mistakes.
No, one mistake and you're gone.
Yep.
All right, then we move to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at mile and 16th. And in this race, Immersive won solidly, I might add. This filly is a nice filly. She won with authority. Manny Franco aboard for Brad Cox and Godolphin.
And, you know, the thing about noon, he set a blistering pace. Yeah. I think the half mile was 44 and change.
Yeah.
And for these two, and it looked for a little while in the far turn like Immersive maybe was dropping back, but it was a really good ride by Manny Franco. He let that speed go. Some guys moved a little too early into that fast pace. He made the last run, and she won easily. She's a nice filly, and Godolphin.
What else is new? Brad Cox has a terrific
good filly. What a surprise.
Yeah. You, Jonathan, on the show on Wednesday night, and every time we went to this race, you said, you know what? I got a nice long shot that I'm going to put in this race. The horse's name was Vakta with a Twist, who was 20-1 on the morning line and completed the exacta.
Yeah, $48 for $2. Yeah. Not a bad play. And she really ran well. Ortiz was on her for Phil D'Amato. You know, she outran her odds and she ran well. But take nothing away from Immersive. She was super.
She was solid. Immersive was solid. Quick kick, by the way, finished third in that race. Then we moved to the Breeders' Cup Fillies turf at a mile on the turf. This was an overflow field. And the horse that our handicappers liked, that they thought was the best single that you could find on a very competitive day of racing. Lake Victoria did not disappoint. Lake Victoria wins under Ryan Moore for Aiden O'Brien, paying $3.40. Cattle on the Ranch, money in the bank, that's for sure. May Day Ready was second in that race. Finishing third was Nitrogen. And when we talked about this race, as we did in the race before, we're looking for, if you're going to get a favorite to win, how can we make some more money and not take the $3 mutual that they're giving us? John Alendo gave us a nice horse to put in the exacta to finish second. May Day Ready at 20-1 on the morning line did finish second in the race, collected that exacta as well. And as I say, Nitrogen, a big long shot, was third. But John, nice punch there.
Thanks. Yeah, we got 24-1 on that exacta as well. And a terrific ride by Frankie Dettori, who was in trouble early.
Yeah.
He sent this filly up the backside to get right behind the winner, Lake Victoria. And he just followed her around the track after that, and that's how he got the place money, and that worked for us.
Yeah,
boy, was the winner good. She's a nice horse. She really is.
She's going to be a champion
in
Europe.
She's 5-for-5 now, I believe. Yeah. And
Lake Victoria, big win there. So the two fillies, both in the juvenile fillies and the fillies turf, both of them were solid winners as far as stars of the future is concerned. Then we move to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. This was the one that was really everybody was looking forward to. All promising two-year-olds, all two-year-olds with great short resumes in it. And as I suggested and I said on the show several times and the Breeders' Cup special show as well, you get Southern California, you got Bob Baffert with two-year-olds, you got three two-year-olds in this race. None of them were even the favorite, but guess what? Bob Baffert, the hidden entry deal, you know, the longest of the three Bob Baffert horses. Citizen Bull goes gate to wire under Martin Garcia and upsets the field. Bob Baffert, two-year-old stakes race, paying $33.80. He wasn't done either. He finished second with Gaming, and he just got nabbed for third by a long shot, Hill Road. His other horse finished fourth, so he's first, second, and fourth. Bob Baffert, two-year-old stakes race in Southern California. What else is new?
Well, there certainly was some disappointing performances in that race, but take nothing away from East Avenue because he lost all chance at the start.
Absolutely.
He went to his head, and that race, that totally changed the race because Citizen Bull then found himself on the lead by himself.
Well, not only that, John, the two horses chasing were Bob Baffert horses also.
And you knew
they weren't going to go head
and
head.
No, they weren't going to.
And they were just kind of, you know, they were doing the NASCAR block and you know, allowing that horse to set the pace by himself. So
I mean, but there was some disappointing performances.
Yeah,
Jonathan's Way never showed up. Chance of McPatrick, who we were kind of against because of the post position and his running style, he never showed up. Mm-hmm. And these were highly regarded horses. They didn't show up. Baffert, of course, did show up. And, you know, but again, East Avenue stumbling at that bad at the start,
yeah,
I think affected the
changed
race.
Changed the complexion of
Complete,
the entire race.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then when you have the Baffert horses that are, you know, dictating, as you say, John, none of these jockeys trying to get in the Baffert barn is going to go out and commit suicide because they wouldn't want to come back and unsaddle their horses.
Right.
So it worked perfectly for him. But, Bob Baffert, and the horse goes Citizen Bowl wire to wire. The Baffert Exacta paid $71.10 for a buck, and he missed the trifecta by a nose to a huge long shot Hill Road. All right, then we go to the 10th and final race, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at a mile on the turf. And in this race, a horse who broke from post 13 in the mile turf race manages to find a path, a good path, and a journey that Ryan Moore gave him, and that winner was Henry Matisse. Henry Matisse is a horse that you really liked, John. You said he'd have to overcome the outside post, and he did with a great ride in that race for Aidan O'Brien, who had two wins yesterday. Aidan O'Brien, two wins yesterday. And the winner pays $9.80 because a lot of other people at the track, I think, thought the same thing. They thought he was going to get try to get a good trip with Ryan Moore. Finished second was Iron Man Cal, and Amore City finished third in the race.
Amore City broke through the gate prior to the race.
And
John
was
all over that Exacta. 12, 13, 13,
yeah.
12. He pushed everybody to the 12 because Buick ended up on the 12, and he was telling us how he was betting Europe.
Yep.
And you know, if he doesn't break through the gate, you call cock that Exacta. He ran unbelievable.
Yeah,
he really did.
Yeah.
And to get out the 12 and 13 from the outside post at a mile really means something. I mean, it was a special race. It really was. They ran very well and terrific handicap.
Thank you. We cast a try, but
all right.
Yeah,
so the Exacta would have been nice.
The Exacta would have been better. So.
Yeah. What great payoffs in the pick fours and pick fives, as it normally is on these big days with the Breeders' Cup, and we still have a whole lot of those pools yet to go today, and of course. That happened yesterday at Del Mar. Quickly, Christophe Clement had a couple of winners yesterday at Belmont, and enough said there. The Atlantic Beach Stakes race was won by Warheart, Julien Le Perrou for Rodolphe Brissette, paying $8.20. That was at Aqueduct. But all the attention, of course, today will be at, no doubt about it, at Del Mar for Breeders' Cup World Championship Day. Now, let's set the table. As far as, the weather is concerned right now at Del Mar, they say it's 62 degrees and cloudy with a 2% chance of rain, which means nothing. This afternoon, it's going to be 66, partly cloudy, and this evening out at Del Mar, so everybody can enjoy that last race, probably in the dark. In any case, it'll be the rain, they said, might come in towards at the end of the day, but it's like even 19%. So we're going to just call it fast and firm today at Del Mar.
Even if the rain does come,
don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah. It's going to be a non-factor today, that's for sure. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, in case you're coming out, it's 59 degrees right outside right now. It's a little bit warmer than it is because we have overcast clouds here. We're going to get up to 68 today. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book and in the grand ballroom. So come on out and enjoy it. I'm going to take one short break. Then we're going to come back. I'll give you the menu, and then we're going to start looking at today's races, the big racing card today, the Breeders' Cup Champions Day at Del Mar with our handicappers. Don't go away.
For the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 Lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade.
And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, we're back on the air here, and now we're going to go right to our racing menu for today. Again, remember, first post times are Pacific, so if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. And I want to also welcome all of our listeners, not only here in Las Vegas, either watching on YouTube or at the our anchor radio stations, Sports Talk 1400 AM. By the way, they'll have the USC football game play-by-play as well. But we want to welcome all of the folks that watch us through many different platforms, the websites, the phone apps, and of course, if you get your podcasting. So, welcome to the show. It's Breeders' Cup Day. Let's get started. We begin our racing menu, and listen up, folks, because there are going to be some early post times, okay? There'll be adjusted early post times for today only for the racetracks out there that have live racing trying to work their way around the Breeders' Cup simulcast races. One of them is Belmont Park. Belmont Park will start their racing card of 11 races. At 8:20 today, they have four stakes races, the Artie Schiller, the Stewart Manor, the Tempted Stakes, and the Nashua. They all go today at Aqueduct. First post time there is 8:20 at the Big A, 8:20 Belmont at Aqueduct today. All right, next up comes Laurel Park. They have 11 races. First post time at Laurel is at 9 a.m., early post there, 9 a.m. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of $95,000 stakes races, the 9th and 11th. First post time is also early at Gulfstream. Gulfstream is at 9 a.m. there. Pick Six Jackpot carryover, $21,094. Mahoning Valley has eight races today. First post time, 9:05. Parks Racing is kicking in with their nine-race card at 9:40 with a Pick Five Jackpot carryover of $72,248. Churchill Downs is next. Churchill Downs will feature the Bet on Sunshine Stakes, the 10th race on the card. 11 races overall at Churchill Downs in the first post time of 10 a.m. And then Del Mar on Breeders' Cup Day. Del Mar, of course, will have 12 races today. And the Breeders' Cup races will start in the fourth race. They'll have a couple of stakes races before that. The opening card, the opening race, will go at 10:05. 10:05 first post today at Del Mar. but again, the Breeders' Cup races don't start until the fourth race today at Del Mar. Then we go to Woodbine. 10 races today at Woodbine. Pick Six Jackpot carryover. At $33,928, first post time is 10:10. It's opening day at Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. They got eight races and one quarter horse race, and seven thoroughbreds make up the card there. Their first post time is 11:35. Racing in Northern California, the Pleasanton Racetrack has eight races. Their first post time is 1:05. And then you got Delta Downs with nine races, first post time 2:50. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time at Charlestown is 4 p.m. And we have Remington Park. They've got nine races. Their first post time is 4:30. And tonight at Los Alamitos, you have 10 races, three mixed breed, two thoroughbreds, five quarter horse races, and a first post time at Los Al at 6 p.m. this evening. Enough said on the menu. Time to get started with the races today at Del Mar. And guys, if you were to take and assess the racetrack yesterday, as we did, Jonathan said, and you said, it's fair racing today. Should be fair as it was yesterday. But the times are going to be quick.
Well, as long as things haven't changed, I'm going to assume everything's fast and fair.
Place a phone call and find out if they had that tractor going at 10 o'clock last night.
Didn't get any video last night of tractors running around. They were probably out and around the town last night.
All right, gents, why don't we do this? Let's get started on the Breeders' Cup races at Del Mar. Like I said, the first race is 10:05, and Jonathan and John will come back with their official place for the show a little bit later on. I say that because I'll tip a little mitt right now. Jonathan has a play in the first race today at Del Mar. We'll wait and get that a little bit later on. The second race will be the local Biocoa Stakes. Third race will be the local Goldikova Stakes. And then we get started with the Breeders' Cup races. First Breeders' Cup race today is 12 noon Pacific time. It'll start out one of the many pick fives on the day. It's the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint at 7 furlongs, obviously, for the fillies and mares. John, we have one scratch in that race of 10, so that'll leave 9 to go, right?
Yes, I'm trying to see what I've got on here.
That Pandora's
Gift. Just the five.
Five horse, Pandora's Gift. I want to make sure I have the right program number, yes.
Yeah, the five. Okay, guys.
John?
Well,
now remember, folks, if you didn't see the seminar yesterday, they're going to go, they went into it a lot further in the seminar. But for you that are watching the show this morning, we'll give you the thumbnail a version of that. So, Jonathan, go ahead.
Well, I would try to beat the big favorite in here who's going to be Ways and Means. I really narrowed it down to two main contenders, the 2-1 Magic Filly and the 4 Vahava. I think those are the two horses that you must use.
All right, John.
Yeah, I like Vava in here. I don't think she liked the track at Saratoga last time, and I think she falls into a good stocking trip. Society's the one to catch, the one to beat. Ways and Means, I'm willing to try and beat her. I don't like the races that she's coming out of. I don't think she faced the best that there is.
All right, so guys, we anticipate in the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint that Society is going to be the pace setter.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's at 12 noon. Then the second of the Breeders' Cup races, the fifth race on the card at Del Mar, will feature the all-turf pick four and the another pick four, general pick four, in that fifth race. Post time 12:41, again, Breeders' Cup turf sprint at 5 furlongs on the turf. This is going to be a fast one, folks. The favorite there is 7-5. That is Cockburn with Ired Ortiz Jr., but I think one of at least two of our handicappers here ain't sold on Cockburn.
Well, the problem with Cockburn is he's coming out of the Kentucky Downs races, and you gave the stat last night, Ralph. I think they were 0-36, 0-100, chipping out of there and running in California. So I was going to go with number 2, Motorious, in here. The horse is 3-3 at Del Mar, 3-7 at the distance, and what's best of all, you're getting 8-1. So,
well, for me, you know, yes, Cockburn comes out of Kentucky Downs, but all he did at Kentucky Downs was continue the form he had showed on flat courses at Saratoga and Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. I think he holds his form at Del Mar. If he does, he's going to win. He's just been unbelievable this year. I would try and boost the payoff in exact. I'm going to use Star Mystery in there to run second off a brutal trip at Keeneland. She's a 3-year-old filly facing older males, but she ran well against Cogburn in her U.S. debut. I think she can get a little closer.
Now, Star of Mystery, is she one of the Godolphin horses that came in American contingent this year, has been running here, or is she coming from Europe?
Yeah, no, she's made a couple of starts here already. She ran at Saratoga in the summer, went to Keeneland, and so she's been here for a little while. She's already acclimated.
All right, William Buick will ride there, so we're going to try to bump up the payoff there with the Star of Mystery. She's 10-1 on the morning line there. And I think that you might have to use a horse like Motorious as well, because Motorious might get a trip from the inside in that race.
That's what I'm hoping
Loves
for.
Loves the course.
Yeah.
And loves it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we go to the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Post time is 1:21 today. It'll be another pick four starting in that one. A mile and 1/8, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. And, of course, there was a big scratch before they even took entries. We were waiting for this race to pit Torpedo Anna against Idiomatic. But as you know, we've been reporting it, and certainly you know by now that Idiomatic didn't even make the draw and didn't even make the entries because she was scratched. Jonathan, of course, has a thought on that. But in that race, now we have Torpedo Anna, the big favorite in this race. I don't know if you're trying to search a horse to beat it, but there are two scratches that have come since the draw. And, John, you got those.
Yeah, two scratches, number 3, Baducata, and number 8, Miss New York. So field of 8 here in the distaff.
All right, what do you think? Torpedo Anna just to go? Or what?
Well, with the scratches, Torpedo Anna looks like the controlling speed. She's already the best American horse in the race, and she's going to dictate what happens out there on the racetrack. That's a lot in her favor. And, you know, a trouble note that wasn't in her last race in the Cotillion, she really had a rough trip, got bounced off the rail down the backside. The race is better than it looks on paper. She's 4-5 on the program for a reason. The only horse we don't know about is Awesome Return, the Japanese horse who's 7-7, cutting back from 1.25 to 1.8. So we know she'll get the distance. I don't know what kind of quality she faced over there. But just because I don't know her, I think she's the only threat to me to Torpedo Anna.
Jonathan?
Torpedo Anna's going to be tough, Ralph. She obviously wasn't squeezed in the race in Parks. I mean, he knew that this race was on the calendar, and she ran well, even though she only won by a neck, but that race, like John said, was a lot better than winning by a neck, and she's going to be very, very tough. She's going to be short, but she's probably the most likely short-priced winner on the card, similar to yesterday.
All right. And by the way, in that race, if you're trying to look for some exacta horses, because we're trying to make the payoffs, you know, get as much as we can. If you're going to relegate yourself to say, okay, Torpedo Anna is the winner there, how do I make money? You might want to put Candide in the exacta, the one horse, and the six horse Raging Sea. And of course, along with the horse that you said, Awesome Result. So real quick. Oh, by the way, we were talking about how the Japanese horses were horses that you had to really take a look at. They were 0 for yesterday, right?
Yeah, but it's a new day, so we'll see what happens. And they're live today. They've got some live shots.
Yeah, okay. There was a lineup. Over-under was 2.5 wins. So at this point, they're in trouble, I think.
One of our people on the chat room want to know if there's Lasix on these horses today or not.
No
the whole
Lasix.
Card, no Lasix.
No Lasix.
Including
Lasix
the
anywhere.
Allowance race, the
right.
First race today, no
right,
Lasix.
Gents, so you got your answer there, Christian. No Lasix on any of these horses today. All right, now we go to the Breeders' Cup Turf. 1.5 miles on the turf, 3-year-olds and up. Post time is 2:01, just 1 minute after 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's part of the All-Turf Pick 4. You got 13 in this race. Usually the Europeans have a pretty good stronghold on this because the American turf horses, the marathon turf horses anyhow, are usually not up to snuff as they are with the Europeans because that's the Europeans' game when they're over there. Jonathan, how do you see this?
Yeah, well, here we go again. Charles Appleby and William Buick with Rebel's Romance. I don't like playing favorites, especially in big fields, but I think this horse is just better than these. He's won at the distance. He likes the distance, and he's training well. So I like the 11 and here, Rebel's Romance.
Well, he's already won in 4 countries this year. That's unbelievable. So, you know, from Qatar to Hong Kong to Germany, and it's just amazing. $9 million in earnings, he's going to be really tough to beat. I'm going to take a shot with one of the Japanese horses here, Ralph. I think Sharyar, who ran 3rd in this race at Santa Anita last year, ran really well. He comes into this fresh. He's been bucking and playing in the morning. He looks like he's feeling good. He'll get the distance, and we know he likes the American style of racing with the tight turns. So at 10-1 on the morning line, he's the value of the race to me. Rebel's Romance, obviously the one to beat.
All right, I'm going to put Farbridge in there as well. The 3 horse is Sharmar. The 6 is Farbridge. And, of course, Rebel Romance will be the favorite in this race. That's number 11. All right, then we move to the Breeders' Cup Classic, usually the last race on the card. We talked about why it's here. It's the main event, the $7 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Post time is 2:41 this afternoon Pacific time. It will start out another pick 5, and it's at 1.25 miles for 3-year-olds and up. An overflow field of 15. Rattlin' Roll is still sitting outside waiting in, so he ain't going to go, I guess.
Yep.
And we'll have 14 horses in this race. And the favorite on the morning line is the European horse, City of Troy, at 5-2 with Ryan Moore. The American favorite in the race is Fierceness at 3-1 with John Velasquez.
Well, City of Troy at 5-2, they could have. If City of Troy wins, I'm going to lose. I don't want any part of a horse that's never run on the dirt as the favorite against some real horses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally joining the Fierceness bandwagon, Ralph. I've been against this horse a lot of times, but he finally put 2 races together. I'm going to use him in exactas over the 1, Forever Young, the 11, Sierra Leone, my good friend, and the 14 next. 9-1, 11-14.
All right.
To me, the American horses have been taking turns all year. Nobody's really stepped out. Like I say, Fierceness finally put 2 together, but do I trust him? No. I think Next drew really well with the far outside post for a stocking trip. He's won his last 7 races by 91 lengths. He hasn't beat anybody, but he's looked good doing it. We'll see how class-wise how he fits in here. I think Arthur's Right is dangerous if he makes an easy lead. But to me, I'm going out of the country just because I wasn't impressed by the American horses. I like Forever Young. That race in the Kentucky Derby was super. You know, he was getting beat up by Sierra Leone down the lane. He kept fighting.
Mugged.
He trained very, very well. And he's just a horse that's got the right mind. He wants to beat you. Had a super work at Del Mar this week. And if I get 6-1, I don't know if I will. I don't like the rail post. He's going to have to overcome that. But he looks like the kind of horse that overcomes adversity, so Forever Young for me.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, last night at the seminar, John Lindo put me on the spot and asked me who I liked in the Breeders' Cup because I'm still sitting on the laurels of Senor Buscador, and he runs in this race today.
And that was months ago.
I know. Well, I'm sitting on that. I'm going to milk that as far as I can. But here's the deal. If I can bet when they hit the half mile pole and I see the fractions of the race, I might go to for Senor Buscador. But I got to tell you this. He had a workout of 58 and change at Del Mar. That's a little bit quick for a horse that comes from as far out of the clouds as he does.
I understand he's a really good workhorse, but that is a super work. Yeah. You know, but based on what his last couple of races are, he's going to have to jump to a new level. And you know, remember that Saudi Cup win that you had him? That was a one-turn mile and eighth. This is a lot different kind of race.
Yeah, but I still collected the money.
I was going to say, they're not going to take that money away from you.
No, not at all. All right, the ninth race. The post time 3:25. It is the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf at a mile and 3/8 on the turf. A field of 13. We do have one late scratch in that race. Warlike Goddess is the 5-2 favorite there with Junior Alvarado. But I got at least the one guy on this panel that isn't convinced about her. Jonathan?
Well, she's now 7, Ralph. I think she's lost a step. I see this horse run all the time on the East Coast. I love the number 3 horse in here, Cinderella's Dream. Charles Appleby, William Buick, but if you get anywhere near the 4-1, run to the window.
John, we have a scratch.
Yes, Ylang Ylang, number 6, is scratched. So we got the field of 12 running now. I'm with John. I like Cinderella's Dream in here. The two races since coming to the U.S. were both really good, the Belmont Oaks and the Saratoga Invitational Oaks. Faces older fillies and mares today, but I don't think this is a top group. I don't think the Euro sent their best and the Americans. If Warlike Goddess is the best we have, she's 7 now. I don't see her moving forward at this stage of her career. So I like Cinderella's Dream in here, and I respect Moira, the Canadian filly, who tries every time, and she's good right now. This is the kind of field I think maybe she can beat.
And she gets flabby and flabby.
Yeah, that always...
That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I love when that happens.
All right, next is the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Post time at 4:05, and it's 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 11. No late scratches to this time. This should be a fast heat. John?
Lots of speed in here. You have Skelly on the outside who's going to go, straight no chaser who has to try and make the lead. You've got Federal Judge on the inside who rode a speed bias at Keeneland. They're all very, very fast. It sets up for somebody who can sit in the pocket and wait. Mm-hmm. I think number 10, Mulliken, will work out that kind of trip. Again, Flavien Prat, Rodolphe Brissett, these two lit up Keeneland during this Keeneland fall meet. They were just a terrific jockey-trainer combo. Yep. Nakatomi's going to get the same kind of trip. He was hurt by the speed bias last time at Keeneland. And there's a horse that we were going back and forth on the seminar last night. I'm going to mention Raging Torrent, who is really good around one turn. I'm just worried that 6 furlongs might be a little short, but the way the pace comes up, it may work out for him.
And, of course, that is the one that you ignited the conversation about, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, John mentioned 7 horses last night, and I was a little insulted he didn't mention Raging Torrent because that was the
That's
horse.
Why
I was trying to put
right
you in
now.
The winner's circle is what I was trying to do.
He made up for it right now. Go ahead.
No question about it. Mulliken is the horse to beat, in my opinion. He's just in the right spot, and he's outside, and you're getting Pratt. But I really think Raging Torrent is going to outrun his odds. He's 10-1, and this horse, listen, 2-4 at Del Mar. It's cutting back here, but I think the race may come back to him. And at the price, I'm going to use this horse.
All right. And Raging Torrent is that. I'm going to box Raging Torrent, Nakatomi, and Mulliken. That'll be numbers 1, 4, and 10. And I hope the favorite don't get there. All right. The 11th race, post time 4:45, is the Breeders' Cup Mile at a mile on the turf. An original field of 12. We have 2 late scratches in that race. Noble Speech is the favorite at 7-2. Tells you how wide open the line maker thinks this race is, with William Buick aboard. Give me the 2 scratches and a selection there, John.
The 1, Ramatuel, was a vet scratch yesterday, and so number 4, Diego Velasquez, for Aiden O'Brien. He took that horse out of the race, so we've got a field now of 10 in the mile.
Okay.
As far as the race goes, I'm a big fan of Notable Speech. This is a shipper for Charlie Appleby, and he went on record saying this is the best horse he's brought to the U.S., and based on what he's brought here so far, if he's better than those horses, that's good enough for me. He's trained well over the Del Mar turf this week. I think he'll really appreciate getting back on firm ground. He didn't like the soft ground last time he went. I'm going to single him in the rolling in bets. And if you're playing an exotic, I think the 3-0 filly Porta Fortuna, the 7, the 9 horse Johannes from California. What an honest horse he is. I'm rooting for him. I hope he would get the job done in here. And then the 12 horse Carl Spackler, who is as good as he's ever been right now, he has to overcome that post. But we saw the 13 and 12 run well yesterday, so you can win from out there.
Well, not only Kyle Spackler has to overcome the post, but he's versatile. He can either go to the front if he gets a trip out of the starting gate, or he can come from behind, as he did in his last race up in New York.
Yeah. It's a tough, tough race. It really is. You have these horses shipping in. Even the three-horse Geo Glyph, people are talking about him on the backstretch. Supposedly, he's been working very well. He's 20-1. I like Johannes, though, because he's just 4-for-4 at the distance. He's 1-for-1 at Del Mar. All he does is win, you know. So until they knock him down, I'm going to stick with him 9-2. And again, you could use whoever you want with him. Carl Spackler, really in top form now, and he's been doing really well for Chad Brown. You have to use a couple of horses here. You're not getting through, you know, with one or two horses.
Yeah, and Geoglyphic, I'm going to throw him in my exacta box. I'll use him and Notable Speech. And Johannes for sure, and I'm going to put Carl Spackler, and I guess got to go four deep in that race, but I'll box those, and that's the mile. And, of course, we wrap it up with the dirt mile. That'll go at 5:25 p.m. if the post times are going to stay on course. And in this race, it's a mile on the dirt, three-year-olds and up, and a field of 14. And all 14 are going, and number 14 is Skippy Longstockings, John.
Well, the one thing at Del Mar in one-mile races, the max horses in general is 12. They don't run 14 on the dirt, but they will do it today. It's really tough to win from 11 and 12 going a mile at Del Mar. 13 and 14 are going to be brutal. So they're really up against it if you like those horses. In a wide-open race, I'm this is a raffle to me. I think number 3, Full Serrano, is the speed of the speed. He went 21 and change, 44 and change going a mile in his U.S. debut this summer at Del Mar, and he kept going. He just got tired late in the Pacific Classic going a mile and a quarter. I think the cutback works for him. I honestly wish there was a different rider on than Joel Rosario. I would like a guy who's more aggressive leaving the gate, because I if I'm in the paddock, I would tell my jock, I don't care how fast you have to go, you make the lead. Mm-hmm. And so I'll take my chances at 15-1. Just send him Joel and let's see what happens. And
all right,
Saudi Crown. If he doesn't make the lead, Saudi Crown will.
Okay, John.
Yeah, I like Saudi Crown. I mean, 5-1. That's a ridiculous price on this horse, and he has the advantage of breaking from the rail. He could go. He could sit, and breaking from in there. I think that's the right horse.
All right, Saudi Crown obviously is number 1. By the way, Full Serrano is number 3 on the program. And I'd throw in number 12, Mustafa, in an exact and trifecta underneath. That's too big a price, I think, at 12-1 with Tyler Gaffney on aboard. All right, gents, we went through that. As executive producer here, I'm going to blow off all the commercials, and we're going to keep on going for you folks. And now we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers, and good morning, listeners.
All right, you got it, my man. You covered it all. Breeders' Cup Day, you've got a big Breeders' Cup, sheet out that folks can purchase right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. I'll have a thought about the Breeders' Cup Classic and then maybe one other horse that you like somewhere, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, also I do have a football pick, right, too, but as far as the Breeders' Cup Classic, Ralph, I'm going to bet a horse that I had a big future book bet on in the Kentucky Derby. It's the number 1 Forever Young. I had a $100 ticket on him at 100-1, and he got beat by 2 noses. I'm going to come back with him. I don't think I can make 10,000 today, but I just hope he wins the Classic.
All right. You got the 1 Forever Young in that race. Now, give me your selections that you have for the show, and then we'll wrap up with the football selection.
Yeah, as far as for the show, Ralph, let's go to the 4th race, which is the Filly and Mare Sprint. And this is a horse I don't like, Ralph. This is a horse I love in the Filly and Mare Sprint. It's the number 10, Scylla, 10-1 in the morning line. She had been racing all summer, going 2-turn races. And I think what happened was when she got sent to Southern California to run against the Derry Manor for Baffert, I think Bill Mott decided I might be better off running in the sprint instead of going to the distaff. Uh-huh. Of course, the Derry Manor eventually got retired. But she has been pointing for this race. I think she finally gets the setup to just run over the top of these horses with Mike Smith. 10-1, I'll take it. Scylla in the 4th.
All right, 4th race, the first Breeders' Cup race today. Post time is at 12 noon. You like the 10 Scylla. Scylla is your selection. And now we can get your football pick, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to sneak this in because my last 3 football picks at once, or I want to keep going, Ralph. 379-380 is Wisconsin against Iowa, Big Ten matchup in Iowa. I like Iowa minus three. Main reason was because last week Iowa switched quarterbacks at halftime. The regular quarterback, McNamara, threw a pick six right at the end of the first half. The coach finally said, that's enough. Went to a backup who led four touchdown drives in the second half. I think Iowa is revitalized with the new quarterback, minus three.
All right, Wisconsin. You got it. Iowa minus three today in football. And, of course, Scylla in the fourth race at Del Mar Breeders' Cup. Don't forget a full Breeders' Cup report for the today's races right at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Richie. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, my man, today is Breeders' Cup Day. It happens at Del Mar, and you've got a full Jerry J's Power Pages for Del Mar today. We can get right into the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Well, you know, Fierceness is the fastest horse, and his running style seems to jive with what we see at Del Mar. Again, we saw yesterday's speed was certainly an asset. It wasn't a negative. He's probably got the most speed in the race, and he should be able to make the Bill Daly. So the question is really, can he get the mile and a quarter? I think he probably can, but that's probably where he's a little vulnerable, is in that last 16th of a mile. That's where we're looking at. So the morning, what you take in odds is really essential. I don't want to go below 5-2 on Fairnesses. Given 3-1, though, I think he's a pretty fair wager. And he's in really good form. I have to assume he's in good form, although, of course, we know he's an inconsistent horse. I like the 9 a lot. I'll take the 9 over the 1, 6, 7, and 14, maybe, something like that.
All right. So the 9 is Fierceness, and the link-ups are Forever Young, Derma Sotogata, and the other one is Next. Next. So you got the 9 over the 1, 6, 7, and 14. In that race, by the way, the other horse is Yoshiba Tesoro. That's the other Japanese horse. So you're taking Fierceness over the three Japanese horses, really, the 1, 6, and 7, and throwing in Next, which is the 14 horse in that race.
Right. Well, the Japanese horses sort of prove themselves everywhere that they're real mile and a quarter horses. So I think that one of them will definitely be finishing strong. And,
okay.
But, you know, Fierceness is an exceptional horse, and you know, we still haven't seen, we really haven't, and this is somewhat of a little knock on him. We haven't really quite seen him come back to the projections off his 2-year-old race. So
maybe today's
the day. It's not a perfect horse.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's do you have a selection at Aqueduct?
Well, I have a selection at Aqueduct and a selection at Del Mar. That wasn't my selection.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up with your selection at Del Mar and then get a quick one from Aqueduct?
Yeah, let's go to the 12th. Saudi Crown looks like he's going to do all the running on the front end. Good luck to catching them and him at a mile. Him, I would take it probably 8-5. So I love Saudi Crown in the 12th. He's listed 5-1. I'll take the 1 over the 2, 9, 10, and 14. Two reverses.
Okay, so in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, the last race on the card, 12th race, you like the 1 Saudi Crown over his numbers 2, 9, 10, and 14 and reverse. And we'll get one at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the 8th here. You know, we were holding like a pair of aces, the 1 and the 12th at Del Mar and the 1 and the 8th at Aqueduct. Mm-hmm. You got to have hope. We always have to have hope. The 1 horse at 7-2, Philly, going from the 12th post into the rail. She looks much the best to me. I'll take the 1 over the 2, 3, 6, and 7. Small reverses. That's it right there.
Okay, 8th race, the Stewart Manor Stakes, the 1 over 2, 3, 6, and 7, and reverse that at Belmont at Aqueduct. But a lot of the action, everybody's going to have the attention on Del Mar with the Breeders' Cup there. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Del Mar, which includes the entire Breeders' Cup card, and, of course, all at Belmont at Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Want to remind everybody, coming up right after our show is Sports by the Book with Alex and Jeff. I guess Alex and Jeff are running a little bit late today, huh? Okay. So, you know what? I think Alex and Jeff didn't want to come on early because we were going to ask them to give us a horse pick. I think that's it. Because Jeff said if I play Sierra Leone one more time and that horse loses, he's going to, you know, just go into the depression again. So, we'll just sit there and say, here they are. Come on in, Jeff. You can go right there and sit over there real quick. And Jeff, I was just telling everybody that you said that if you Sierra Leone wins again, go ahead and give me.
Oh, no, it's very simple on my end. So I bet Sierra Leone in both Triple Crown races he ran. We, of course, know how both of those ended for him. So I'm not on him today. I'm on the Japanese horse. I'm on Forever Young today. So
okay. So he's going to mush me now.
Yeah, I apologize, John. But that's where I'm at this morning. It's always the classic is always so awesome, isn't it? You get actually the best horses in the field. I know we attempt to get that as well as we can in the Triple Crown races, sure. But boy, this is going to be an awesome race
it's
here today.
Be a fun day.
Yeah.
Got to ask you though, Penn State, Ohio State, that's the big game of the day.
Yes.
You guys are going to take care of that and look at all the college action in a couple of minutes here, right where we're at now. Right?
So this is, we are awaiting to see if Penn State's quarterback Drew Aller plays.
Uh-huh.
So the market is telling you he's going to play. He suffered a knee injury at Wisconsin last week. They still found a way to beat the Badgers in that one. Ralph, it's a three. It's Ohio State 3 on the road. So it's as close as you're going to get for one of these games here. I would lean Penn State at the moment, but I need to see Drew Aller get out there.
So he's not going. So Ohio State and Sierra Leone is probably the two best bets of the day.
Sierra Leone's the best, by far the best bet of the day. I can tell you that right now, Ralph, for sure.
I do want to wrap up by saying that they do have a couple of horse-for-horse matchups today here at the South Point. The matchups will be City of Troy with Fierceness against Fierceness, Sierra Leone against Next, and the Dirt Mile is going to be Saudi Crown against Domestic Product and Full Serrano against Mufasa. These are horse-for-horse bets. All you have to do is beat the other horse. You know, doesn't matter where they finish as long as you beat the other horse in the race. One final thing, come on out and join us in the Grand Ballroom today. Doors open at 9 a.m., Jerry, you got one more thing to say. Say it, buddy.
Have a great race day, everybody.